Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. Happy Memorial Day weekend. And so on today's show, which happens to be my yearly guest, which I really love, is Susie Casper. Good morning, Susie.
Hi, thank you for having me again.
Oh, you know, the information you bring to the show and for our listeners, I feel is so important because you work for the National Park Service, correct?
Correct.
But there is you work in a specific area. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
So we are on the Upper Delaware Scenic and Recreational River, which is also in Wayne County.
Right. But how long is that river?
So our jurisdiction goes from the very headwaters up near Hancock, New York, down to just above Port Jervis in a little town called Sparrow Bush. And so we're 73.4 miles of the Upper Delaware River.
Wow. Wow.
The best part of the Delaware in our eyes, for sure.
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, we're going to be a little biased here, right?
Of course.
Especially going through Wayne County myself. So how many people do you have, like, working in the Parks Department? In the Park Service, a lot, right?
Our staff? Oh, yeah. We have several different law enforcement rangers that patrol the whole length of the river. But we do, in the summertime, we do with our staff, obviously that's when we're the most busy, we do kind of targeted river patrols to make sure our visitors are staying safe out there.
Right. And that's what we really want to talk about today. I know, you know, we kind of mention about COVID and some restrictions, but a lot of restrictions are lifted now. But what are some of the guidelines, or are there any guidelines in relationship to the National Park Service?
For COVID specifically?
Yes.
So right now, so we really follow the, you know, we kind of follow the county's lead. And so if there was a spike in COVID, which luckily we haven't been seeing that.
Right.
So if you come into a federal building, if there is a mandate, for whatever reason, then we'll have it posted. And we do have masks that we have out. So there should be no worries, hopefully, this summer.
Exactly. So the really most important thing that we do need to worry about is water safety, correct?
Correct. Like life jackets, for sure. That's the most important thing. We can't stress it enough.
I know. And, you know, so we usually talk about, you know, not a very, topic we'd like to discuss is about drownings.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Can you tell us some statistics about that?
So I don't like to go too far back, but since 1980, we've had 77 drownings on the Upper Delaware specifically. So that it doesn't include Delaware Water Gap or anywhere else, just our stretch of the river. So it kind of averages out to be roughly about 3 a year. Last summer, we had 3 drownings, just all within a couple of weeks of each other towards the very end of the summer. And then the summer before, we had 5 drownings.
Wow.
Which is, you know, very, very unfortunate. During COVID, believe it or not, in 2018, 19, and 20, we had no drownings. So, you know, that's great. So we're hopefully, you know, the message is getting out. But it's just so important to know that. People always think that, you know, when the river is low, it's safer. Actually, when the river is low, we have more drownings because it looks calmer. It looks more placid. It looks inviting to go in and swim. It's not that chocolate brown, you know, fast-moving environment that we see sometimes when we get a lot of water. So it's very important to note that the lower the river is, the warmer it is, people want to go in and swim. And if you do go in to swim, it's so important to make sure you have that life jacket.
Right. And again, what is the main cause of drowning for these individuals?
It's folks going in the river, they underestimate their swimming ability, or they're not used to the river environment. A lot of folks in the area always think that it's the folks coming from the city that drown. It's never locals, but unfortunately there was a local person that did drown last summer.
Mm-hmm. So the number one rule is no matter what, you should always wear a life jacket.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah, it's just so different, the moving water environment that our river is. And even if you go into a spot where it looks very calm and placid, there's always a strong river current. So making sure you have that life jacket on is just going to make it so much easier for you. You don't have to worry about anything else. You can just float, swim, hang out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have that life jacket on, people get into trouble real easily. And most of the people who actually have drowned on the Upper Delaware knew how to swim in some capacity. You know, they may not have been an Olympic swimmer, but they knew how to swim, and that's why they went in the water. So it's very important to just recognize that hazard and be prepared for it.
Right. So, like, you know, if you're out there and you're with families, how do you know if someone is drowning?
So, yeah, it's drownings is usually a silent thing. You don't normally see somebody screaming for help. That's not the way it usually goes. it's so important when you go out with a big group of your friends or family. And that's what most people usually do. People want to go in for it, you know, jump in, and they want to swim because it's hot. It's so important to keep an eye on your friends and family, because if they do get into trouble, like I said, they're not reaching for help because they're trying to swim, right, but they can't. They're having an issue, and they are, their head is usually kind of right at the waterline, and they're gasping for air. There's so many great YouTube videos out there. Some of them could be a little more graphic than not, but if you really want to know what a drowning person looks like, Google that up, because it happens, and it happens so quick.
Right.
And it's usually silent. So make sure that if your friends and your family are out there and they're going in for a swim, make sure they have their life jackets on. And unfortunately, if they don't, which happens a lot, make sure you're keeping an eye on them, because we've had so many cases where people have jumped in off a raft or what have you, gone in to swim, and something happens and they go under and their friends don't even know they're missing. 10, 15 minutes later, they're like, you know, where's Joe? He's gone.
Right.
And they didn't know that they even drowned right in front of them. So.
Right. So we're talking, yes, like, you know, if you have a family and you're doing a picnic by the shoreline and you're going in swimming, yes, just, you know, use that caution. Wear a life jacket. If you're on a boat, a raft, you definitely want to keep that life jacket on, right? And also wearing it correctly, right? Is there a correct way to wear a life jacket?
So important. There's so many different styles of life jackets. The type 3 is what we see most often than not. So if you go out with a livery or you're going kayaking, they're kind of a kayak or like a water ski type vest. They're the most comfortable, most stylish, I guess most people think. But if you have it on, it has to fit your, not alone, it goes by your chest size or your body weight. So for adults, they're pretty universal. There are oversized life jackets for folks that are much larger. And then there are anything from infant, dog life jackets, child. So especially for the children, it's really important to make sure that you're going by their chest size or their weight and that all the straps are fastened properly. We see so many times people are in the water and they've got these life jackets on and now they've gone like up over their heads because they're not strapped tight enough. And they can actually cause you more harm than good if the straps aren't on right. One of the drownings back in 2021, a gentleman, an older gentleman, he had his life jacket on, but he didn't have it fastened correctly. And it actually literally popped off in him, especially when you're in fast moving water. So his boat flipped over in the rapids and the life jacket fell off of him. So it's really important to note that we have never, ever had one person drown on the Upper Delaware River that's been wearing a properly fitted secured life jacket. So right. If you have it on, it's going to save your life, no doubt.
Right, exactly. And those are great statistics, knowing if you're wearing your life jacket correctly, it will save your life.
Yep, definitely.
Definitely. Now, and if someone, you know, has questions or they're not sure, can they stop at like at a ranger station? Like, because the 74 miles of river, you can't have someone manned every single spot, correct?
No, it's not realistic, unfortunately.
But you have headquarters or you have stations, right?
Yeah, so in the summer, so from Memorial Day to Labor Day, 5 days a week, so, you know, on the busier times, so Wednesdays through Sundays, we have a ranger at Skinner's Falls, at 10 Mile River in Lackawax, and then down in Mongop on the New York side, and we have a ranger there. And if you're just not sure, especially with your kids, you know, if a life jacket's right, they also have that Coast Guard rating, which is really important. So when you buy a life jacket, you open it up on the inside, it'll have that Coast Guard rating, and that is actually what makes it. It's kind of like seatbelts. Life jackets are pretty universal nowadays. If you're out in a boat of whatever capacity, even paddle boards, people don't realize that nowadays. It is a vessel. So if you're going from point A to point B, you know, on a waterway, you have to have that life jacket with you. Mm-hmm. So they'll have that Coast Guard rating in there. It's really important. So it really comes into play with little kids. They have those kind of like swim vests and different things like that. Those are not always rated for being out on open water. They'll fine for a pool or what have you. But if you're going to go out on a lake or river, what have you, or the ocean, you need to make sure it has that Coast Guard rating.
Okay.
It's so important for the little kids because we definitely want to keep them safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know in the past they used to have like rentals, or you can do a life jacket borrowing from them.
Yes. So we have this program kind of started back in 2011 after we had a rash of 5 drownings. And we, you know, we really dove into our statistics and said, why are people drowning so rapidly? And so we found that it was actually more often than not people swimming. They actually weren't falling out of their boats and drowning. They would either jump in from their boats and swim from shore, or stop for lunch. Take that. They wore their life jacket all day. And then they stop for lunch, take the life jacket off, and go for a swim. And so that's when we kind of saw that these things were happening. So at many different locations along the river where we've designated these kind of these hot spots where we've had a lot of drownings. So Skinner's Falls, for instance, And there's some of the liveries that have campgrounds right there. So people mm-hmm. are going in and swimming off of Luke's Landing or Kittatinny Minisink, etc. They're going in these places. They're going in for a swim, but you don't. Who thinks to put a life jacket on when you swim? Well, in a river, you really have to. Mm-hmm. So we've put these loaner life jacket stations at these spots. So that way, if folks come and they don't realize they need to have a life jacket or should have one, they can borrow one for an hour for the day and then bring it back when they're done.
Right, right. And that's good because, you know, not many people think about, like, you know, when they're going out there, do I need one? What other tips do you have for people to be prepared when they go out on the river?
It's so important just to be prepared for the weather. You know, if you're coming out for Memorial Day weekend, we've had some weekends where it's been beautiful and 80, or we've had snowflakes and it's freezing, freezing cold. So it's not just the early season, but it's the middle of the summer too. And the river can be quite cold, especially when they're releasing from the reservoirs. So it's really important to be prepared for that. So not only being prepared for the weather, but staying hydrated, making sure you're wearing plenty of sunscreen. You don't realize when you're out there, even for just a few hours, how much the sun reflects off the water, and now you are just beet red and sunburnt. So reapplying sunblock, staying hydrated. You know, we don't encourage drinking alcohol, but it's not illegal. So there is a glass ban though. So if you do come out to the river and you want to have one or two cold beverages, please make sure you don't bring any glass. We enacted this a few years ago, and our rangers will be writing tickets for it. So if you bring glass, you know, please leave it at home.
Right.
And then most importantly, too, people that they're in their boats, they might fall out and they might panic. And that's what happens a lot when folks drown is they panic. It's so easy to say, don't panic, stay calm. But if you don't have a life jacket on and, you know, you're having issues, it can be very scary. So the most important thing is if you find yourself in a situation where you're having an issue, the river is flowing. So if you actually float on your back, point your toes to the sky and use your arms to steer yourself to shore, you will come to shore eventually. Right. Or you'll come to a rock or somebody else will pick you up. So it is important to not try to fight that current. When people fight that current, they get fatigued, and that's when they get into problems. And a lot of times, folks, they try to swim across the river. So that's what I said before. They're overestimating their swimming ability. They say, well, that shore's not that far. They get halfway across. They don't realize they're getting swept downriver slowly mm-hmm. but surely. And what happens is they'll either get back to the other side. They're very fatigued, but they have to get back. So they try to come back. And then that's when things happen about halfway across the river. So try, if you do get into an issue, try to remain calm, float right. on your back, and steer yourself to shore.
So, I mean, all this information is so valuable. Do you have a Facebook? Do you have an Instagram where yes. people can like and get more information?
Yes.
Because especially the day they want to go out, right?
Yes, definitely. So just for the purpose of time, if you go to our website, you can link to our Facebook and Instagram accounts, and you can get all kinds of great information from there. So it's nps.gov/UPDE. If it's from National Park Service or Upper Delaware. And you can get all of information about river safety, how to plan your trip, and then link to our social media accounts as well.
Right.
And we also have a 24-hour river hotline number. So if you're not linked up online to look at all the USGS gauges for the river heights and all that stuff in the summer, you can call 845-252-7100, and that'll give you the up-to-date river currents.
For that day, like
yeah, for
the summer,
day, yep,
you know, for
yep.
the day or whatever,
yep.
which is so helpful, you know. But you also have to remember, too, is you can't, you know, you want to do that before you go out, right?
Yeah.
Because there are some spots on the river that may not have cell service, right?
No, there's definitely not. Cell service is so much better nowadays, but
right.
you know, if you have an emergency, you really have to be prepared and kind of have it planned out what you're going to do or where you're going to go. Because
mm-hmm.
even if you do call 911, it may take a while to get, you know, someone to you depending on where you're at on the river. So it's just so important to be prepared, especially with a first aid kit, you know, any medications that you might need if you're going to mm-hmm. be out all day. We always tell people to plan definitely for at least a few more hours than normal, because when the river's low, or if you get, you know, something happens, you may be in a raft and it might deflate for some reason, you might find yourself out there for a few more hours than you had planned. So definitely food, water,
right.
Any medications and things like that.
And let somebody know that you're going out there if you're by yourself.
Absolutely.
But well,
we always say file a float plan, and people are like, what's a float plan? Well, it's kind of common sense stuff. Always tell someone where you're going, when you expect to return. Definitely don't ever boat alone. It doesn't matter how experienced you are. I mean, we're park rangers. We're, you know, the highest trained people out there, and we do not boat alone because things do happen.
Right.
So make sure that you're just letting your friends and family know where you're going. And also you'll find on our website, our National Park Service dispatch, it's 24 hours. It's the same thing though, also too, if you have an issue, just call 911 and then,
right.
We'll get the troops coming to you if you have an issue.
Right. But our most important goal is we want everyone to be safe.
Absolutely.
This weekend and throughout the whole summer season. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just having those life jackets for you and your family. Most important thing. A lot of times, too, what folks do because they want to hang out with their friends, they want to have these big flotillas of rafts and tubes. Please don't ever use your life jacket to strap your rafts or tubes together. Because also a Coast Guard requirement, which is what we follow federally, is your life jacket has to, if you do decide adults don't have to wear them. They have to be readily accessible. So that means that way, if you're in the water, Carol, and I see you struggling, I can actually grab that life jacket and throw it to you. Children 12 and under have to be wearing them at all times when they're underway on the water. But yeah, don't ever tie your tubes together. Also, too, it gets pretty dangerous, even if you do use rope to tie your tubes together. If you get 3, 4, 5, 6 of you together and you come into the rapids or get stuck on a rock, you've got that rope now all tangled. It's very dangerous. So just keep that in mind when folks are out there.
Well, I know we can go on and on and on with safety. It never ends. It really never ends. But Susie, I want to thank you so much for being on
thank
the show
you.
Today. Again, this is Carol Kanaya, Community Health Manager. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for listening.